All right, let's get started after that. I don't know if it's going to get much better than that right there. All eyes are on Abe, and he delivered. We'll go ahead and we'll pray, ask the Lord to help us, and ask him to bless this time. Lord, we do ask that you would help us as we continue to consider Ephesians, Lord, that you would help us to see what you have called us to see what our new identity is in Christ, that we would have these characteristics that Paul Tripp is going to unpack for us and that we're going to take time to consider together as well. We just ask that you would lead us by your Spirit, that we may produce the fruit that's talked about here, Lord, and we thank you for your Spirit's active role in our life to produce these things for us, Lord, and help us to be mindful of that as well. Once again, we just ask for your help to understand your word, Lord, and your help to live it out. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we'll start with our two baseline questions here, as normal. So, that first A question there. What is your understanding of gentleness, and why is it so often missing in our relationships? Gentleness. Always in a hurry. Is it hard to be gentle when we're in a hurry? I think you're right. Yeah, if you're working, you know, if you're working with a light bulb and you're in a hurry, that light bulb needs some gentleness there. And if you're in a hurry, you might damage it. Any other reasons why gentleness is often missing in our relationships? Yeah, inability to empathize or sympathize. So I think we're not placing value on that other person. We're not taking the time to kind of see where they're coming from. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, certainly. Yeah. Well, I think you were here last week for that one, so. I know you're teasing. So, yeah, we're often at the center. As we talked last week, the beginning of humility is taking ourselves out of the center and realizing that God is at the center. Yeah, that kind of sucking element, if we forget our brokenness, then we're going to think that we can do it and we can cause change. And at that point, we're not thinking about the gospel and God's proper role and that he's the one that's going to work the change. So yeah, I think those two things that you mentioned, Roger, can kind of compound and make things more difficult. Yeah. So let's look at the second question there. Patience is an important characteristic within our relationship. What causes us to often lack this characteristic? So we've talked mostly about gentleness. How about patience? Yeah, that's a really good point. I don't know that I've thought as much about that, but that makes a lot of sense. And I definitely struggle with just a very limited perspective and forgetting that, hey, I don't see the big picture, and I need to, be humble and say, hey, God's got a plan, and it's bigger than my plan, and so it may not make sense to me, it may not seem efficient to me, but I can trust the Lord and the way that he has ordered things and the way that he wants to go about things. Yeah, great point. Any other thoughts on patience? That is super helpful if we can shift our perspective. And you talk about the bucket list and that different applications there. I think, the more we can kind of shift that perspective and understand the home that we have and how that bears on our life now, then yeah, well said for sure. Let's read our text again this morning. So we'll read the text and then we'll go, we'll listen to our video, watch our video. Essentially, we're just continuing on where we left off. I imagine this was just, you know, a 1 hour session that we kind of spliced into two here. So he's gonna be in chapter 4:1-6. And I think we left off with humility last week. So we talked about, you know, some of the characteristics of walking in a manner worthy of the Lord, walking in light of the new reality, the identity that we have in Christ. And so he's going to mostly talk about gentleness and patience, but he'll talk about bearing with one another in love, maintaining the unity of the Spirit. I think he talks about the one hope we have, but we'll have to double check that. So anyhow, let's read our text here. Paul says, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." All right, we will go ahead and watch our video. There's more people here than there was before, which is good. It's a cold day. Good to see everyone safely made it here. It just kind of surprised me. So once again, here in Ephesians 4, unpacking these character qualities that are ours in Christ, and talking about living in a manner worthy of our calling, and how when Paul's thinking about these things and these characteristics, these are lived out in community. So I think he has some pretty powerful things to say about what community is, and we're trying to move from our Western view of what community is to more towards what is New Testament Christianity and the things that he is urging us on towards here. And moving that way in terms of thinking specifically about gentleness and patience. So as you see your key points on your sheet, we'll read these to take a moment to have them before us here. So people need gentle guidance and help. We display gentleness to others when we don't see their need as an interruption or hassle to us. We display gentleness to others when we don't see their need as an interruption or hassle to us. I think pretty clear to see how that would cut across our Western schedules and busyness. And then transformation is a process, not an event. We won't display patience to others if we try to change God's plan of redemption from a process into an event. And then our first discussion question. Within our relationships and during times of personal ministry opportunities, God calls us to display humility, gentleness, and patience. How do each of these characteristics relate to God and his desire to change hearts, including our own? So you can try and tackle all of it, or you can split it out if you want. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so when we think about the Lord's patience with us, when we think about how the Lord doesn't condemn us, then that does help us as we seek to express that towards others. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think the process, you know, as we think about discipline, I think the process is formed to be done gently and just the different steps that we have. So it's meant to be started out with, you know, you go to your brother, you know what I mean? So are you talking about that? Are you talking about like that process when you think about discipline? Just... Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it'd be more helpful if we, like, maybe if we talked about correction, like we're called to correct. I think I get a little too formal when I think about maybe the word discipline there, but we are called to correct. And we can do that gently, or we can do that harshly. So, I think, he gave us a good example in the video. He corrected his son. And I think the way he went about that was it was a very gentle way in which he was forced to rely on the Lord, and the Lord had to work in his heart for him to be able to gently come to his son. So he could have come to his son and he could have gotten in his face, grounded him for 6 years, yelled at him. But instead, he gently came and talked to him and just made himself available to him. And the Lord allowed him to do that gently, and the Lord worked in his son's heart to where his son was able to receive the correction that the Lord was wanting to give to him with all the things that the Lord was doing in that situation. And so I think that's one example of how gentleness can work itself out in a corrective word. Yeah. So even if we move, kind of more towards that formal process that you find in Matthew 18, Dan, Liz, and I, Emily, we were in a bigger church where there were more instances of that. Just bigger church, like you said. So that was always a very slow process. It was always really cool to see people come alongside brothers and sisters, and it was always really encouraging when people would come alongside and that would be heard and people would repent and seek the Lord. So that can be, that's a good process that the Lord has given us, and that can be done gently too. Yeah, that's really important to underline that. It's the process is when we go to correct someone else, it's for redemption. It's not for us to rain down our self-righteousness or our self, our whatever, our condemnation. Yeah. So if someone responds poorly, we can be patient with them. And just realizing as we receive correction, realizing that we're all broken. We have that dual identity that we talked about at the beginning of the class, where we're children of God, but we're still dealing with our flesh. So we're all broken. We can just kind of have that perspective. And if we're in community, then hopefully correction is just a normal part of our lives. You know, and that's, we're having those moments of grace where the Lord is working in our lives, where one brother is speaking to another and God's working on both of them, and bringing about his redemptive purposes in that. Yeah, so just to close that question out, I think if you think about Christ, and what he did during his ministry, if you think about the character of God, you can see humility, gentleness, and patience. And certainly we know that he desires to change our hearts and desires for us to see Christ-likeness and to display those things. Okay, one more question or comment. Yeah. As I was thinking about how does Christ display these things, the disciples came to mind in terms of patience, for sure. So, yeah, you can definitely consider Christ and how he displayed these characteristics, for sure. So when we fail to offer gentle guidance and help to people, it usually does them damage. What causes us to lack the quality of gentleness, and what might be the result when it is missing from our relationships? I think maybe we've talked quite a bit about what causes us to lack gentleness at the beginning of class. So we can, if you want to speak to that, feel free to speak to that. But we can also maybe talk about what would be some of the results when we lack gentleness. Yeah, I do think that those things stem from that humility in Philippians 2 that you mentioned. That's just a great text to think about as we think about humility and then gentleness flowing from that. Yeah, certainly. I want to talk more about Philippians too, but I'm afraid I'm going to take all our time. I think so. Yeah. So for the first instance, you know, we can make the situation worse for a person or cause them to have maybe a stumbling block to repent because we're coming and bringing the hammer and we're making the situation worse in that way, exasperating the situation. And the second situation coming and rather than gently walking with them, giving them steps and kind of, or is that what you're saying? Just kind of say, hey, here's what you need to do. Or are you saying something a little bit different on the second part? Yeah, so it's good to sympathize with people and things don't always have to feel like they're squared away for people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. To not be walking with that person. Yeah. Go ahead, Dan. Yeah, and I think that's a really important point to make with this lesson too, that it is a process we can't expect of other people for it to be different for them. Or, yeah, different for them than it was for us. So we need to realize our own situations, how the Lord has patiently worked in our lives. And you can think of situations in your life where you would have liked the Lord to kind of snap and change something and make it different. Not to make God sound like a genie, but, you know, the desire that God would just kind of magically fix everything. And I think if we look back on our lives and we think of some of those situations where we wanted him to change that, hopefully, with the benefit of hindsight, not that we have a perfect perspective of all, but with the benefit of a little bit more hindsight, we can see how, you know, the Lord, you chose to not change that situation right away. And now I can see you were working out bigger purposes than that. And it was good for me that didn't change right away and that it was a process of change for that. Let's see here. I think we've moved into our third question, so let's go ahead and stay on that line of thought. When we lack patience, it is because we are trying to speed God's plan of redemption. When we attempt to change God's method of heart transformation from a processing to an event, what might the results be? I think, Dan, you spoke pretty well to that. But other thoughts on that? Yeah, so that idea of process and patience and just continuing on and yeah. Go ahead, Janelle. That's a helpful thing as we think about patience and continuing on and just thinking of what the Lord's doing. That can start to feel inefficient. Like I'm investing this time, and yeah, we do have the temptation to get on our high horse, and I think this material does speak to that. So we think about the oakdom and the oakness that Lord has put into people too, just to have that hope, kind of to believe all things and to hope all things for one another. Yeah. Go ahead and add to that. Yeah, so depending on the context there. And it may be something where, you know, just need to make use of the body and maybe another person can come in and connect a little bit differently here and things of that nature. So, all right, Tammy, sorry. All right, I think we'll close our time here this morning. Going to talk a little bit more about coming alongside those who are struggling gently in the next couple of weeks. So we'll be able to continue on with this and continue to consider these things. Lord, thank you once again for this material. Thank you for The correction that comes with this, Lord. And Father, we repent of ways that we think of community wrongly, Lord, and just ask that you would correct our thinking, Lord. Help us to embrace community, Lord, and to love one another, Lord. Father, help us to have that patience, Lord, knowing that we don't know everything, Lord, and knowing that things don't have to happen on our timelines, Lord. Thank you once again for this time and just everyone gathered here together. In Jesus' name, amen.